Are we
going on an Arctic adventure?
We are. I'm cold. They're fine. I'm cold.
The boiler snake hasn't come out this year yet.
He hasn't. Is the air conditioner on? It feels like it's on.
The air conditioner is definitely on.
It's very comfortable in here.
It's not. It's really not. But it's October 23rd, and it's almost spooky time. So enjoy the news while you prepare your Halloween decorations.
I think that the way that Halloween lines up this year, there's probably going to be like multiple Halloween parties. Like people are going to have Halloween parties like on Friday and Saturday, and then probably next week also as well.
Oh yeah, because it's I think it's on like a random Tuesday.
Yeah,
so many opportunities to dress like a slut.
I'm going to be a slutty, wacky, inflatable tube man. That's the plan.
Oh, remember that time that we joked about the Apple card? And we said, who's going to use this stupid credit card that only works for Apple and isn't even a real credit card? This is dumb. Who's going to use this? Well, the joke's on us.
CNBC says that Goldman Sachs says that the Apple credit card is the most successful credit card launch ever. In 3 short years, we have raised $55 billion in deposits on the Marcus platform.
$5 billion! $5 billion of credit for Apple products. What?
Who's the demographic, I want to know?
Well, I mean, you walk out on the street, I see AirPods everywhere now. Everybody's wearing AirPods.
A couple years ago, it was like the giant earphone. That's what you wanted. You didn't want like the little flimsy ones.
Remember the old Popeye cartoons? It's like Wembley. It's like, I will gladly pay you for 2 iPods Tuesday for a free iPod today. What's this?
It's so strange. And yet it is true.
And another online banking news. You'll often see a lot of these apps. You know, it's all online banking. There's nothing tangible there. And they offer some pretty amazing rates. Like some of those money market accounts where it's just out there in the ether somewhere. It's always really good, but I always wonder, like, how secure is that? How safe is that? And maybe this is the answer.
Hot online startup leaves customers without access to their cash. A major outage took Chime, took its website out and the app. So this took it out for days. I was figuring that because this is Bloomberg, you know, it's old guard. It's like, oh, they're probably out for like an hour or two, and they seized upon this to, you know, do the fear mongering. No, it was down for a couple of days. That would be super inconvenient. Not only that, your debit cards and stuff like that stopped working as well, which that's a pretty substantial outage for your debit card to also stop working.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a cashless world?
Yeah.
Can't buy gas. Can't buy food.
This is why you keep money in your freezer or jar in your backyard.
What are you going to do when the power goes out in your freezer? Defrosts.
In my history of carrying credit and debit cards, maybe a dozen times in 10 or 15 years, 15 or 20 years, maybe a dozen times, one credit card didn't work for mysterious reasons, whether that was fraud detection or something was down or whatever. Carry multiple credit cards. I guess have multiple whatever the hell this is. I don't know what to call it.
Have some cash.
Backup. Well, I mean, I'm making fun of like my granny who used to do things like hide money in the freezer or under her mattress, but like it's kind of not a terrible idea to carry a little bit of cash.
Don't keep it in your mattress necessarily, but keep some.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep a little, keep some precious metals, keep some cash, and keep some bullets.
To protect your cash and precious metals.
That's pretty standard stuff. We talk a lot about smart speakers, and everybody's got one now, right? Ring Portal, Alexa, Google's, what's the name of Google's one? Google Assistant?
Is it Nest?
Nest is part of that. I don't know. Cameras and microphones are just all over your home. And one thing that you might not have thought about is, what about when I invite people over? Because I'm suddenly recording them and filming them without their permission.
Google Chief says, I disclose my smart speakers to guests before they enter my home. This was a surprise to the guy that's in charge of the smart devices at Google. He was like, he said, what now? Do what? At least that's how the article made it sound. So, yeah, this guy is saying, would I, maybe we need to look at adding features to the devices, like go into privacy mode. I was like, hey, Google, go into privacy mode. And
Google, you know, listens extra hard then.
Yeah. It's like, oh, the juicy gossip's going to be right now.
Hey, Google, I'm about to buy cocaine. Yeah. So that's something smart to think about, right? Because what if someone said something and then that led to a business deal falling apart or criminal charges or whatever, and then they sued you?
Yeah. Everybody knows all those big, giant business parties are just like those eyes wide shut things. So, I mean.
Well, I think they would have the presence of mind not to install smart speakers.
Well, you say that, but.
You say that, and yet there's these leaks on the internet.
We talked about the G7 kind of poo-pooing on Libra because, you know, that's direct competition to their monopoly. But Libra, even without that, just continues to hemorrhage.
Libra Holdings loses a quarter of its members as Booking Holdings exits. A quarter of its members. Now, we talked in the last episode about how China thought something like Libra was a great idea. And also how other people were leaving Libra. So this is Libra's not looking good.
But it's a quarter of its members, but the previous exits were the big hitters.
Like Visa
and PayPal. Yeah. This Booking Holdings is the like websites for booking hotels and flights and stuff.
You can pay for your Airbnb with Libra. Isn't that convenient? No.
Oh, yeah. Priceline and Kayak. Kayak.com.
They're going to phone up Tim Cook and be like, is it too late for us to get in on that Apple credit card deal? Because we're going to let you pay for your Airbnb with the Apple credit card.
We want to get in on that fake credit card, not the fake money. Fake credit cards are what's hot. So this week I have maintained my vigilance with the people of Hong Kong. I've not played any Activision Blizzard games. Wendell, have you played any?
Nope.
Krista?
I have.
Oh!
I played a little Overwatch this weekend.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
I got to improve my Zen game.
But you're at least going to sit out. What's the next one? PAX? You're going to sit out the next PAX, right?
I don't want to ruin it because we don't really have an official story about it, but continue.
Well, anyway, so a lot of people are hanging on to this anti-Blizzard sentiment, and Overwatch came out for the Switch, and there was a big event. Oh, wait.
The Blizzard has canceled the Overwatch event as it tries to contain the backlash. Yeah, even our senators are getting in on the backlash. They've written letters of condemnation. Yeah, but Blizzard has doubled down. They've banned 3 college Hearthstone players for Hong Kong protest signs. Now, these are college players, so Blizzard is getting kind of nasty with this.
But this is interesting the way this played out in a timing thing. So the college thing happened, I think, week before last, maybe the weekend, and they held up their sign and nothing happened. And these college players said, oh, because we're in America, Blizzard doesn't care. They only care because it's China, because we broke the same rule here in America and they didn't do anything. And that proves that, you know, they're picking and choosing how to enforce these rules. And then Blizzard heard that and they were like, you're banned.
Which kind of reinforces their point.
Yeah, kind of does. Mission accomplished.
So yeah, it's the same one too. 6 months.
Yeah,
they didn't have any winnings, so it didn't matter. But
yeah, and our politicians have seized upon this for more soapboxing to be like, "What have you done,
yeah, well, I can't believe you've done this. What does Blizzard do?"
Did like, we have that story? Was that last week or was that yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Oh yeah, we talked about that. So. Yeah, bad news for Blizzard. On one hand, that's probably a good thing to look into because I'm on the side of the people of Hong Kong. I'm on the side of almost anybody who fights against the government. But we have bigger problems. Senators, we have other things that you should be working on. I'm sorry. Yeah, we have issues here at home that are very critical that are not being looked at, so...
But my staffers say that this is easy points with the young people.
I really think, you know, like you're talking about the bill where Mark Zuckerberg should go to jail for lies that were less serious than James Clapper's lies. Yeah, okay.
We talked also yesterday about the congestion in space. too many satellites, they say. And which is interesting timing for SpaceX to make this announcement on the tail of that.
SpaceX says that 12,000 satellites isn't enough, so it might launch another 30,000 satellites. SpaceX makes a preliminary filing with the ITU as it considers a big Starlink expansion. These satellites, I've learned, are going to be at the 1,100-kilometer range. I think yesterday, in the article from yesterday, it was only like 3,500 satellites with maybe like another 1,200. So things have moved dramatically in terms of orders of magnitude.
And SpaceX is not the only people who are doing this.
Yeah.
So if they need more, chances are everybody needs more, right? When is it ever going to be enough?
Never.
And all of a sudden, you got your satellite mesh network, and it's not fast enough, and it's like, I want 5G satellite mesh. And they're like, oh, okay.
Somebody needs to send a memo to the scientists, because they're supposed to build the Dyson Sphere around the sun, not the Earth.
The scientists. Just write on an envelope, yeah. The scientists.
You know, it's like Santa. You can just drop it in any mailbox, it'll go.
We've created a shell around the Earth of satellite. Well, maybe that'll solve the global warming problem. They can just deploy little sails.
Isn't that essentially just like, you know, adding a blanket to the Earth to make it hotter?
I'm picturing the scene in WALL-E when the ship is leaving and it's just a sea of broken satellites.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're heading toward, right?
It's not enough that we junk up the Earth. We must also junk up the area around the Earth.
Maybe, what if we trash up the space around the Earth to the extent that we stop getting UFO sightings, because they're like, you know what, it's too disgusting down there. I'm not driving in that area.
You know, it used to be really pristine, a beautiful wildlife preserve, and now it's just, you know, it's just garbage down there.
There's been a lot of kind of new age politics and social justice stuff that has been dipping its toes into the open source waters. And maybe an unexpected place that's showing up is on the version control type of services, right? So I joked last week, and some people took it seriously, about the whitelist, allow list, blacklist controversy.
The default branch on Git is not allowed to be called master anymore.
Exactly, that kind of stuff. And a lot of people are kind of being activists and taking on these companies. And one of them seems to be putting its foot down.
The Register has this article. Blood money is fine with us, says GitLab. Vetting non-evil customers is time-consuming and potentially distracting. So, like, the CEO or one of the C-level executives made a change to their corporate policy. There's like, look, if Immigrations and Customs wants to do business with us, that's totally fine if we're legally allowed to. There's no problem with that. They have since walked it back and said, okay, maybe that wasn't a good idea, because that upset everyone. Everyone disliked that.
But they're not wrong in the sense that who is going to sit and comb through all that code? Or, you know, look at the history of every single person who makes an account.
Well, it's also, you know, like, they're not going to directly take a contract. So I think it wasn't it like Chef? It's like Chef is involved with something the government is doing, like one of the, like ICE or something. And it's like, oh, so what Chef did, I think it was Chef. I can't remember. One of those open source projects is going to donate the money that they got from the contract to a cause that goes to helping the people that are negatively impacted by that branch of government, which is...
But ICE has existed for a very long time. This idea that ICE is evil has only recently come into the, you know, major common thinking.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's political. There's no getting around it. But it's just like all of a sudden, one small group is deciding what's good and what's not.
Yeah, it's like, don't sell them services. They're going to buy something from somewhere. Does that make IBM responsible for things that happened during World War II?
That was a much more clear-cut example. You know, I mean, the water was not nearly as muddy in that scenario.
There's a long pause there. It's like,
like, you want to do what to other human beings? Yeah, we got some machines for that.
And you could say, well, IBM didn't know that's what they were doing. They were literally, like, building the software to count them. So, electric vehicles are, you know, they can't be stopped. They keep coming out, more of them, more competition. People are into them. We've got some interesting stories about what happens to electric vehicles a couple of years on, a little bit later. But for now, let's just get hyped. about new ones.
Volvo to roll out a new electric vehicle every year through 2025. Oh, I bet that's going to be bad for companies that are supposed to be producing electric cars. Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Consume.
Well, I don't know, because so far it seems like a lot of the EV hipsters don't like these new companies coming out with them. Which you would think that if you're all about the environment or whatever,
yay,
you'd like that. But they seem to be just like super Tesla centric.
I noticed a lot of people poo-pooing GM for their plans to retool their assembly lines for all electrics. And I was like, that seems like a good thing.
That is a good thing, yeah.
But also the Taycan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
People took a big crap on the Taycan.
It's probably because it makes your purchase, you know, less exemplary, I guess. Like,
no, yeah, it's like a $150,000 car. So it's not taking any, you know, of the shine off of your Tesla Model 3, I don't think. Well, there's been a lot of cool apps that have been written that kind of automates bureaucracy. There was the one about the traffic tickets. What, do you remember the name of that one?
It's in this article.
Well, do you remember the name of it?
Yeah.
No, I can't remember
Useful.
The name of it. Do not pay.
Thanks.
No, that's not what this one is. Oh, is it? No.
Yeah.
Okay. Do not pay is the one about parking tickets, but there's a new one.
From the same guy.
That's even cooler.
This brilliant app waits on hold for you. So the idea with this app is that you're trying to get through to customer service somewhere because something is wrong. And so you just pick that from the app, and the app does all of the horribleness of figuring out the menus and navigation, or maybe it uses the VIP numbers to get you like to bypass the nonsense so that you can get a human being. But even if you do have to wait on hold, the app waits on hold until it gets a real human being, and then it connects you.
And it keeps them waiting after they pick up, for you to pick up.
That's why the guy looks so shocked in the stock.
Yeah, look how alarmed he is.
He's like, a robot
what?
Putting me on hold?
It's like, I've been bamboozled.
The tables have turned. Those people don't care.
This is amazing. This is an amazing development. So, this is the article also actually is worth a read, just because the developer of this app is connected to the lawyer that Putin had assassinated.
Oh, and they also said, so a lot of people would easily pay commission for this kind of thing because it's such a time saver. But he was like, no, if we were to charge commission, we could quickly transition to the things that we hate. So it's just $3 a month, yeah. But it's only for iOS.
I would say that if the app is successful, he will expand. So go forth, our audience, and try the app.
Except hardly anyone in our audience uses Apple devices, so.
Shh. Some other apps that are, you know, really good, maybe for privacy or that kind of thing, don't charge anything. And the only thing they do is say, hey, maybe throw us a couple of bucks, maybe a donation. But that's not good enough from the Play Store, who wants their cut.
Google ejects open source WireGuard app from the Android Play Store over a donation link in the app. So Google, we called Apple out when Apple was doing the same thing. We're going to call Google out for the same behavior as well. If money changes hands, Google wants that transaction to go through the Google Play Store in the way that Apple wants. Like if you subscribe to the Netflix and you download the Netflix app, Apple wants you to... That's changed, though. Apple has changed their policy because it was deeply unpopular. I hope that Google is shamed into changing its policy here, because the developer just had a link that was like, if you would like to give money, here's a link, but you are under no obligation to do so. How is that any different than running ads in the application?
And in this guy's defense, WireGuard has removed the link and resubmitted it, because they were like, yeah, we still want you to use it, even without the, you know, this is a VPN tunnel type application. So obviously a lot of people want that.
Now, does Google's motivation to build a giant data set on you have anything to do with their motivation here as well?
They hate everything about this. What, we don't get any money from it and it hurts our advertising? No. It must be destroyed. In this week's edition of Nothing of Value Was Lost,
Yahoo Groups is winding down and all content will be permanently removed. This is funny because there was some internet names authority in some part of Europe that was using Yahoo Groups to keep track of who was assigned what IP address.
Wow.
Ouch.
See, I was wondering if these were like Yahoo web rings, but I don't think so.
I don't, if people are actually using this, it wouldn't make sense to get rid of it unless they just want to purge the last 12 people using Yahoo.
They pointed out there were some really niche communities who used it a lot, but for the most part,
it's dead.
No one cares.
Yeah.
And those people are really going to be super affected by it. They pointed out the one in the story was veterans of some particular war or battle or something who had found each other. And they'd written all these, you know, like memoirs and stuff, and it's not anywhere else. Oh. So somebody's going to have to try to back all that up, and then...
The internet... I read that the Internet Archive team is at work on that, and that particular one has been submitted to the Internet Archive team, so that'll be nice.
Now, Krista, you talked one time about deleting your Google data.
Yes.
And you mentioned that it's every 3 months.
Yes, and it says that, but I don't know if I really trust it.
Well... Maybe you can trust that it's every 3 months, because as Fast Company points out here, 3 months is kind of a magic number when it comes to this kind of thing.
Google's auto-delete tools are practically worthless for privacy. So it's like, even after your stuff is deleted after 3 months, that data's been added to your profile.
Mm-hmm.
And they point out that this kind of data is eroding value as it goes. And by 3 months, it has almost no value left. So it's like... a sponge. And at the beginning of that 3 months, it's packed with, you know, delicious water. And by the end, it's just, you know, like when you've used your sponge for too long and didn't throw it away, and it's just a hard, crusty, nasty mess in your sink. And they're like, oh.
It smells a little like almonds.
Yeah, we'll throw that away. Sure.
I can't remember what the other intervals were. I think it was like 6 months to a year. 3 months was the...
Like,
yeah, the minimum you could do.
And I imagine that at the 3 month mark, they're just wringing the last drop of blood out of it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yes, 3 months. That's right. We talked, I think it was last week, about the new iPhones were announced. They weren't that exciting. Kind of more the same.
Cameras were better.
The cameras were better and terrifying. And so this week we've talked about the Pixel.
Google announces the Pixel 4 and the Pixel 4 XL. It's dual camera. And not really super exciting. Actually kind of pedestrian. The opposite of exciting, I would go so far as to say.
Another kind of non-upgrade.
Yeah.
Just what you'd expect.
It's still very expensive for what they are.
So run out and get one. The economy depends on it.
No, please, really.
Maybe you can use your Goldman Sachs card in the Play Store.
No. It doesn't work like that. We should have put this with the other EV story, but no. It was kind of a lazy sort because we took too long in the last episode of the news. But, yeah, electric motorcycles. Now, that's a weird concept, right? And if you're an early adopter, there's even worse news.
Harley-Davidson has completely stopped electric motorcycle production due to a charging problem. Deliveries are halted, too, but the company says the bike is still safe to ride. That doesn't seem like that would be possible if they've stopped it. It's like, this bike is done. But we're not going to give it to you.
Well, so here's the thing. And you can ride the bike. It's perfectly safe.
Mm.
And the electrical problem is not inside the bike. So don't worry about that. And everything's good. And don't worry about it. And we're going to eventually fix it. Now, here's just one small catch. You can only charge it at the dealership.
It's simple, really. Easy.
And Harley dealerships aren't as ubiquitous as car dealerships. So I imagine, like, what do you think the range is to the average person's range to the nearest Harley dealer? It's probably more than the bike's capacity, right?
I'm just imagining somebody driving their EV bike to the dealership, and then, like, it goes, you know, in the back, and then there's, like, a horrible explosion and some fire, and, like, clearly something terrible's happened, and it's like, what's going on? It's like, oh, no, sir, we're just having a little service issue with one of the bikes. It's like, where's my bike? I need to go. It's like, well, we're going to give you a different bike, sir. Nothing is wrong. It's just we've upgraded you. Don't worry about it.
And here's the new Harley-Davidson sticker.
What did you upgrade me to? A gasoline engine, turns out. Yeah. Another EV news. And we talk about Tesla being the king. And remember those upstart companies that were like, hey, we're going to destroy Tesla. We got a better idea, got better cars. Just wait and see. It's going to be amazing.
Faraday Future founder files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
That's quite the tongue twister.
He owes $3.6 billion in China. Now, at first, I thought this article was about Faraday Futures. It's not. He has a number of failed experiments under his belt in China. He owes a bunch of money to investors for previous companies that failed. Faraday Future's not doing great. And so he, this Chapter 11 bankruptcy, he has proposed to pay off his debtors, his debt in China, using the potential earning power of Faraday Futures, which is speculous at best.
But if you agree to that, and Faraday Future fails, as every other company he's ever started has, you get nothing.
He's Sign me up.
He was also banned from China because of the debt. So, yeah. Not great. You know, people complain about Musk raising too much debt. That's nothing compared to this guy. And, you know, I see more and more and more of the DoorDash, Grubhub, meal delivery. I mean, it's just everywhere. And it seems like you'd have more and more drivers on the road now because that's catching on, right? But every week, Uber, Lyft, all the companies have headlines like this.
Uber lays off another 350 across Eats, self-driving, and other departments. So I think I want to be clear here, though, that these are actually internal Uber employees, not the drivers.
Yeah, but don't you think if you had more drivers than ever, you'd be generating money to pay your internal employees?
Probably. Probably not super popular. But how much overhead does it really take to maintain this application?
They claim that they hired like just drunken sailors when they first got their venture capital.
That was probably a mistake.
Yeah, so, but why? What did they get out of that?
Yeah. I mean, Instagram had like 13 people when they were valued at $1 billion. It seems like Uber would be like 20 guys in an office in downtown San Francisco, and that would manage the entire global Uber operation without a problem.
A lot of people hate Windows specific keyboards because they got that Windows key, and you know, the Linux hipsters, and boy are they gonna hate these.
Microsoft has dedicated office and emoji keys on its new keyboard. Mentally, I was those were substituted as Meta and Super. So yeah, I'm going to have a new Meta and Super keys on my new keyboard. Woo!
Chris, how happy are you about an emoji key?
I don't understand why you would need this. Also, as if we don't just type, you know, colon, okay, underscore hand.
That's white nationalist, Chris.
I know. Ryan sometimes gets us in trouble here at the Level 1 News.
Listen, I don't make the rules.
By telling us to do things that apparently have connotations with other things.
I don't know why I didn't put this with the other EV stories. Again, it was a lazy sort today. But Tesla, maybe some problems with older cars. Now, how long have these cars been on the road?
4 years.
Even for the oldest ones?
Oh, the oldest one's much older. Like 9 years.
Has it been 9 years? Wow.
Getting older.
Older Teslas are reportedly running into an issue where the screen stops working and the car won't something.
It won't run. It won't
it
charge.
It looks like you're using an ad blocker.
Charge is the word.
Yeah, you can drive it, but it won't charge.
Well, you can drive that's it for a little while.
Yeah, that's kind of still a problem, though.
The problem has been traced by mechanics to the eMMC flash, which is where the operating system and other stuff is. It's wearing out because Tesla is logging way too much crap to the flash. It's wearing out the right endurance on the flash. They say they got a fix, but what about the people that already have questionable right endurance?
And they're way out of warranty. But they also say that it's going to be better on newer models, but it seems like on a long enough timeline,
wouldn't matter.
You're never going to defeat this.
Yeah,
you're going to have to replace it every so often.
Maybe they should have a little SD card slot for the logs and just shove that in there. It's like, oh, your log card died. Oh, yeah.
Just have, you know, two ports under the hood, and you pop a new one in, and it clones it and
yeah.
Every 6 months.
That would be like it was built to be maintenance-friendly as opposed to disposable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everything else.
Cars have maintenance.
Listen, your lease is up. You just need to get a new Tesla. That's just how it is.
Advertising is everywhere, and it's destroying our lives, and there's nothing we're ever going to do about it. It's only going to get worse. And all those...
Store.level1text.com.
All those, you know, sitcoms and cartoons and stuff that poke fun at that are wildly prescient, it looks like, because more and more of that stuff is coming true. This is the one of the most amazing ones you'll ever see.
China's Tencent will seamlessly embed video ads directly into movies. If you don't check out any stories on the Level One News, you've got to check this one out.
All right, keep your eye on that cup.
They say that this is gonna this is happening with AI.
Look at that.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's just it gets more insane.
Oh wow.
It even more insane. Yeah, it's like that. That's legit impressive.
I can't wait to see it on period dramas.
Like, I ain't even mad. How did they? That's incredible. How did they come up with software to do this? This is an incredible marvel.
He's like the cannons in the Civil War of Pepsi.
Yeah.
So yeah. So what's happening here is Tencent, when they show movies on their streaming services, are going to be doing this kind of thing with the AI. So it won't be first run. You won't see this in movie theaters yet, but. When Tencent resells it in streaming, it's going to be injecting ads into the strangest places you can imagine. Which is, it's impressive. It's impressive technology. It's evil, but it's impressive.
I look forward to watching Castaway, where the brand of the ship that or the airline that crashed, it, you know, varies depending on what region you're watching.
But it's kind of a bad look for an airline.
Well, okay, the competing, like, you pay not to be the airline.
Yeah. That movie does kind of have, like, for a movie that's literally just one guy in a ball, like, there's actually quite a few brands listed in the film.
Yeah.
Although, he survives off of the FedEx packages as well, so I guess they get good as well as bad.
Yeah, I guess.
And don't they work hard to try to save him? And
yeah.
They so do, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's overall a good thing to be.
It's a weird movie.
I have a cat hair problem. It's severe. And I've been thinking about getting a Roomba, but man, are they expensive. They are crazy expensive. And you'd think after all these years the price would come down, but I guess not. So then I'm thinking, should I get one of the knockoffs? Are they garbage or what? And maybe I should look into Shark Ninja, because it seems like they've got some good clone technology.
Bloomberg has the report that Roomba is suing Shark Ninja for patent violation. Roomba does have a lot of patents on their technology. They feel like the Shark Ninja is good enough that, they need to file a lawsuit. So we'll see how this develops.
Commercial for Shark Ninja. Low price Roomba right there. On to the robot section. Actually, that was the robot section.
We considered
robots.
We've already started. Let's go.
And a really cool robot this week. That does something useless, but I'm sure that we can build on this type of technology.
Sleight of hand, OpenAI's trick to make its Rubik's robot hand work. So if you didn't see the video, it's a single robot hand solving a Rubik's cube. But it's not just the dexterity of the robot hand that does this. This is actually a commercially available robot hand. You can buy this right now. It is the software, the vision system, and the AI that can use the visuals to solve this, because not only do they run through a bunch of simulations of the robot hand in order to solve the Rubik's Cube, they created a bunch of neural networks, some of which that were kind of adversarial with one another. Like, they would perturb the simulated Rubik's Cube. And in real life, it turns out that, like, the variation in the robot's hand and temperature and the slight placement and that kind of thing, that's really hard to model in an AI, So having competing, not necessarily competing AI models, but one AI model that is trying to disturb the other one actually led to a good result, and that's what created the quickly, relatively solvable Rubik's Cube thing in this scenario.
We've talked before about how grasping things is one of the hardest things that robots do, because it's like, how much pressure do I apply before this apple explodes into applesauce? And it's something that Amazon has struggled with its automation. So this kind of thing actually does have real-world applications.
Also, if you just need to solve Rubik's Cubes all day.
Or if you wanted to tear out someone's larynx with your robot hand. So,
finally.
Different sized humans, and you can work your way around that no problem. It's going to be real easy.
The future is awesome.
We all know that playing games online, your sexuality is going to be brought into question. Your race is going to be brought up. Your mother, your poor mother. She's really going to be dragged down into the argument.
The state of your knuckles.
And
knuckle draggers.
Microsoft wants to do something about that.
Microsoft wants to use AI to bleep out bad words in Xbox Live party chat. Speech-to-text algorithms mold for machine learning-based moderation. this seems like this is going to end just utterly disastrously. I was delighted to see that Microsoft said there would be a way to turn this off. So that'll
be cool. Was it four settings? I can't remember what they were. One was unfiltered. But, I can't see it.
If you would like a lesson in how terrible robots can be at trying to organize, filter, and rate content, see also the bots that YouTube uses for categorizing and rating content.
But anyway, it's going to, you know, obviously, like, maybe you don't care to be called some four-letter words, but then if homophobia gets into it, okay, set your filter for that. Race gets into it, set your filter for that. Or if you want to go pure G-rated, you're probably just going to hear a lot of silence. You think it'll be silence or will it be beeps?
It should be beeps so that people understand what's happening. Otherwise, it's going to be a little bit too close to China, where China's doing the filtering.
Also, beeps are just funny, I think.
But you're a little snowflake child. You don't want them to even know that kind of hatred exists in the world, right?
That's what the people in China said with their, you know, sort of dystopian filtering, where it's like, you know, people aren't even seeing their messages. And it's like, did you see my message? Like, no.
Just because we're on the same team doesn't mean we're not enemies.
So last week we talked about Domino's Pizza and their ADA lawsuit with blind people. Blind people could not use the pizza builder, and they were angry about that, so they sued. And perhaps Chrome has a very novel way to solve this problem without having to rebuild millions of websites.
Chrome now uses AI to describe images for users with vision impairment. It's powered by Google Lens, which can identify over a billion objects.
Now, how bad would you love to feed this thing just like the most horrific images that you can find on the internet? Or like, you know, the most convoluted memes with just layers and layers of connotation? How's it going to deal with that?
The AI is just going to respond, why was I built to feel pain?
Yeah. Does this mean we're not to use alt tags?
That's exactly. So they're saying because there's so many images without alt tags, if this thing finds an image without an alt tag, it tries to just describe what's in the image for
it. Oh, man. I know what script I'm adding to our web development repertoire. It's just going to go through and find all the images in the code base that don't have an alt and just programmatically submit it to Lens and then take the result and just paste it in the source. It's like, ta-da, look, we did it. That'll be amazing.
Robots have been used by the military for a long time. It's fairly low-tech what they do. A lot of the times they just drive over landmines. Which
hard
is
work.
Useful. Useful, but, you know, again, not really using the full suite of robotics. And maybe this little guy will change all that.
Army researchers test human-like robots. I was all set for this article. I wanted to scroll down and see the Terminator. And
that's what we saw.
Instead, it's more like it's using a human-like vision system to see if there's a way it can automatically figure out how to manipulate its environment to solve whatever its goals are.
Well, it's got this little hand.
Well, yeah, it's got. There's more pictures. Looks like to you.
Well, yeah, like slider. There's debris. So like there's debris in its way, and it's like, oh, can I use my hand to move the debris? And so it'll try to do that on its own without having to be asked to do that.
So that's the example they showed in their demo. Was they told the robot clear the road. So a convoy drives up on a road and there's crap in the road. It needs to be cleared out of the way, right? So you send in the lowest ranking officer. Nope, not these days. You send in the robot. And it's not just that it can grab onto things like the Rubik's Cube, you know, that technology, but it can plan, how am I going to drag this out of the way? What is this object? How big is it? How much does it weigh? And how do I get rid of it? Which are, you know, big questions for a robot. This one, it's interesting. This is kind of like, imagine what the Chinese government could do with this.
I was thinking about reading this.
Basically a box that you get in that changes your reality to make it more pleasant.
Sony and Yamaha's self-driving social cart will roll out this November. Basically, all the homelessness and terribleness around you can be erased from inside the box. It's like, oh, look at those homeless people. The AI is like, oh, no, those are gone.
Yeah. So it's augmented reality, but also in this world, there is no darkness because these cameras can, you know, intensify the image. So you can enjoy a tour of a place and actually be looking at the real world around you, except it's not dark outside.
It's daylight and there are no people, which sounds amazing.
That sounds pretty cool. This reminds me of the books. I think the name of the book is Dust, where it's like the people are in vaults like Fallout, and they have this at the very top room. It is a window room, but spoiler alert, it's just a video screen that looks like there's still civilization, but there isn't.
Wow. Can't believe you ruined it for us.
Yeah. I gave a spoiler alert.
There was somebody struggling to become a mouse. It's like, no.
Not like this.
We talked about AI is good at diagnosing diseases and recognizing when someone's lying and speech and stuff like that. It's so good at all these things.
Detecting cancer.
That humans are not so great at. And there's another one to add to the list.
DeepMind AI beats humans at deciphering damaged ancient Greek tablets. Yep, from playing Go to bringing back ancient warnings from civilizations long since dead. Woo! DeepMind. Yeah, go DeepMind.
I don't understand how we score this. If we don't know what's on the tablet, how do we know the DeepMind is better than us at determining what's on the tablet?
You can just read it. It's like, oh, that makes more sense. He was not talking about his mother's piano. He was talking about his mother's struggle from the homeland.
It could have been. We don't know.
They didn't even have pianos in ancient
Greece. We're just trusting the robots here. Yeah, this is the first step to Terminator.
The robots understand ancient Greeks better than we do.
Oh, Newsweek. This article... So Wendell pointed out the video doesn't match the article.
No.
But this is exciting. So for a lot of time, we've been talking about drone delivery. And it was always the question, it's like, okay, when can I benefit from drone delivery? And we now have a milestone.
Alphabet's Wing begins first commercial drone delivery service in the U.S. The Newsweek article is from the experiment testing human organ delivery with the drones. But now they're actually delivering other stuff.
The video is from that.
This
was a woman's birthday present. And it's in Virginia, that one place in Virginia where they're allowed to do drone delivery. I can't remember the name of the place. And we're ad blocked. But you think this guy knew ahead of time? Or did they let him know?
There's probably some things like, oh, you can do this delivered by drone. Although, if he was...
No, did he know he was the first?
Oh, probably not, no. I doubt that.
But it was his wife's birthday present. They didn't say what it was. It must have been pretty small. And it's the first drone delivery to... And they beat Amazon. This wasn't Amazon. This was Alphabet. Bezos is furious.
Somebody's head will roll.
He's just going out and just burning his cash in anger.
Contact Elon Musk. We need to eject... We'll put another Model S in orbit with a dead body in a spacesuit. It's the perfect crime.
He's got the drone delivery team, you know, like... suspended from chains in his basement, and he's got just flaming piles of cash, and he's flogging them with them. How dare you?
This makes me feel better.
We talk a lot about the Chinese work ethic and the whole idea of how things work with employment in China, and it's kind of like, just do what you're told and shut up and be thankful we're not taking your kidneys today. You know? And so I think the hatred for management is what explains this headline.
Almost 90% of Chinese workers trust a robot more than their human managers, the survey finds. Two-thirds of survey respondents said that they are optimistic and grateful about having a robot coworker. What does that say about their existing coworkers?
What does that say about the education level of Chinese workers who they believe the robots are, you know, actually neutral?
Well, but I think it's not that they believe that. They believe that. So they're under this rigid system, but the more power you have in the system, the more you could subvert the system to your own means, right?
Yeah.
So when you get all the way up to the highest power of government, they're not following any of the rules. They do what they want. So I think they believe that robots would actually follow the rules.
Oh, yeah.
And there wouldn't be the corruption.
I hadn't considered that, but yeah, if the corruption is rampant, we could use some robotic government leaders as well.
Yeah, I mean...
But someone has to program them, and then they become the new leaders, and then...
That's true, and, you know, obviously there's a downside to that. But, like, think about if we didn't have to worry about that, and the whole, like, Asimov problem, and we had robots who would just follow the exact constitution and laws and not create new ones and just, you know, sort of like run. Don't you think that'd be better?
This isn't the only story this week that makes me think this is the beginning of the Warhammer universe. It's like the Lord God Emperor Bezos has always been the Emperor. What do you mean? It's just because of the way they're programmed. Eh.
This one, it's really, really disturbing, but it's a good thing. I remember we had we had a similar article where there was a little boy robot that just had like constant medical problems, and they had to try and save him, but his life was just constant pain.
It was a Kobayashi Maru of saving a little
boy. Yeah, kind of the same thing going on here.
Robotic birth simulator is saving lives in the delivery room. Imagine that scene from The Shining with the blood down the hallway, except in robot birth canal.
Look at that baby.
The mom is more disturbing to me because I expect the baby to be crying, but the robot mom just staring like deep into space, not looking at the baby.
That right there is the scene right before the scene of the blood in the hallway in The Shining.
So, there he is.
Aww.
He's out. Still got the umbilical cord, looks like.
Now, the trainees talked about how they were training on this and for a 1 in 10,000 thing that happens during birth, and then it happened to them later that day, and they feel like they were able to save the mom from that situation because of the training they had with the robot. So that's...
You think there was like, you know, one of the doctors who designed this robot, he was like, make sure that thing happens.
That would be bad. That'd be dark. That's some World War II Germany right there.
Japan. Yeah, so this thing is has a connection to the next room where some instructors are waiting. And they, as the birth is going along, they can just, you know, like introduce problems at their will. So they can make the birth as seamless or as horrific as possible.
Sounds like the next big game on Steam. It's like Overcooked, but...
Overcooked. Baby's late.
That would be great if your Twitch chat could introduce problems with
but it would
birth.
Constantly be just the worst problem. Yeah. Like, that would be unrelenting.
That is always how that goes, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I understand that... maybe they... Am I seeing a robot vagina there?
You are.
Oh, wow.
If you're watching at work.
Demonetized.
Not super realistic, is it? I guess the elasticity of the real vagina is hard to simulate.
Well, you're talking about the blood and stuff. I wish a baby would come out that clean.
All right.
We'll see you Friday.